A couple of last notes on data quality, these having to do with calculating compliance rates. Compliance rates are determined at individual program as well as the overall program type levels. You calculate the individual program compliance rates by calculating the percentages of a program's HMIS records with null missing and unknown, don't know, refused data. Compare these percentages with the completeness acceptable rates for each data element established under the completeness section of the data quality standard for that program's type. For instance, compare an emergency shelter's percentages to the acceptable emergency shelter completeness rates. This gives you the individual program's compliance rate. To calculate the program type's compliance rates, calculate the percentages of all the records of a particular program type, like all the transitional housing programs. Compare this percentage to the acceptable compliance rate established by the data quality standard for that program type. It should be noted here that the compliance rate that you are comparing individual programs and program types is the same. The difference is calculating the percentage for just a single program or for all the programs for a program type. You can download a data quality toolkit at HUD's Homelessness Resource Exchange website. If your community does not have a data quality standard and compliance plan in place, you should begin developing one immediately. If your community already has a standard and plan in place, the toolkit will help you further understand the concepts of data quality, as well as to determine if your community's plan needs updating.